Well, I guess a familiar face, former T-Bird defenseman Ethan Bear, now with the Edmonton Oilers. And I've seen a lot of interviews with you so far here in the early part of the season, and they all talk about your transformation. And you mentioned it. You were talking to the T-Birds coaches here about the physical transformation that you've made here the last couple of years. Was it a light bulb going off, or just the chance to play professionally for 2 years, you know, at the AHL and here a little bit, that kind of gave you the idea that's the direction you needed to go?
I think a little bit about everything, I'd say. You know, it's part about growing up. You know, when you're, say, juniors, you know, you're kind of just having fun with your buddies. You don't really think about your diet as much, and you're young, so you could kind of get away with eating bad. But yeah, like I you'd say, like a light bulb went off about last year. You know, I wasn't doing too well, didn't get called up, and I was just struggling with injuries and whatnot. So you know, last summer I really took it upon myself to really make sure I was dialed in the whole summer, eating healthy, working out every day, skating pretty much twice a week for the whole summer, and just making sure I was getting stronger, so I wouldn't have to deal with injuries anymore. And then, you know, I just overall, it would just help me on the ice, and I can just feel a big difference this year.
Do you feel like you're now a full-time NHLer, or do you feel that you still have to earn that spot every practice, every game?
For sure, I still got a lot to prove. It's an early season. It's a long season. There's still about 70 games left. But yeah, I'm still trying to prove. I'm still trying to improve every game. You know, I can't get satisfied, like what Steve Konowalchuk would say. You know, never get satisfied. There's always room to improve, and you know, I'm trying to do that. But at the same time, like, you know, this is the game I love. You know, I'm having fun doing it, and it's been a good learning experience, and I just want to keep going.
I know earlier in the season you played against the New York Islanders and your former teammate Matt Barzal. You got the better of them that night too, but you see a lot of faces around both the AHL and you know, in the NHL, some of your former teammates.
Yeah, no, that's always a you know, it's always a pleasure and an honor when I get to play my best friends that I've, you know, grew up with. You know, Maddie, for one, you know, every time we get to go out there, it's almost like a dream you never thought of. Like, it's, you know, it's so much fun to for us to just make it to this point and to play in the NHL and to grow up when, you know, playing with Seattle. It's just, we go so far back. Every time I get a chance to play, it's just, you know, it's really something else for myself. And you know, I have so much fun with it, and I'm really happy, like, you know, get that opportunity and chance.
And I know you guys still get together in the summers at Ochapaways, a lot of your former teammates. Were you a bit caught off guard when Scotty Enzer decided to hang up the skates?
Yeah, you know, it's still you know, hard to think about sometimes. You know, he's my best friend, but, you know, I support him in every way. But, yeah, it caught me by surprise, but, you know, I knew Enz was you know, battling the game, and, you know, as much as he loved it, you know, there's so much to enjoy in life. But, you know, I'm there for him. I support him, and, you know, it's tough to see him go for sure.
Well, I know all the fans back in Seattle are just so excited to see the success that you're having here with Edmonton the early part of the season. Congratulations on that, and keep going strong, and it was good to see you again.
Yeah, no, thanks, Tom. It's, you know, it's good to see everybody again. It's, you know, it's been a good, you know, couple flashbacks almost. It's you know, the memories they've had here, it's been phenomenal. I wouldn't change it to anything for the world.